Rice is here to lay groundwork for the Bush trip, which, in addition to the Israeli birthday celebration, will include political talks in Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. Some Palestinians have accused the president of insensitivity by marking Israel's independence without observing the consequences of the creation of the Jewish state, including the flight of Palestinians from their homes. President Bush will meet Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after the Israeli celebration, but in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. In a talk with reporters en route to Jerusalem, Rice said it is only natural that the president would want to celebrate the birth of Israel, a once fragile state which she said has become an important friend and ally of the United States. But she said doing so does not mean indifference to the problems of the Palestinians, especially in the case of Mr. Bush, who she said took a courageous decision to become the first U.S. president to endorse Palestinian statehood.
Celebrating that does not mean that you don't recognize that there were consequences for the people of the region from that founding, and that we're still trying to deal with those consequences. And the fact that the president has talked about the need to found a Palestinian state, and has been talking about that since he became president, practically, says that he recognizes that the Palestinians also deserve to live in their own state and to become a vibrant democracy.
Rice met Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in Jerusalem and will see Palestinian President Abbas in Ramallah Sunday in an effort to keep the sides on track for a peace agreement by year's end. Rice attended a London meeting Friday of the International Quartet on the Middle East, the United States, Russia, the European Union, and the United Nations, which renewed its backing for the negotiations, while among other things calling for an end to Israeli settlement activity and to rocket fire into Israel from the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. In her airborne news conference, Rice, as the quartet did Friday, expressed hope that Egyptian-led mediation efforts can stabilize the Gaza situation and reopen crossing points to the Israeli blockaded territory.
We're in favor of all of those goals. It's not easy because, of course, it is Hamas that is holding the Palestinian people hostage in Gaza by firing rockets into Israel and by building up their terrorist infrastructure. But the efforts that the Egyptians are undertaking and more intensive Egyptian efforts to deal with tunnels, smuggling, border control, these are all welcome developments.
Secretary Rice met in London Saturday morning with Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad, who complained that Israeli roadblocks and barriers in the West Bank are crippling his efforts to rebuild the Palestinian economy. Rice, while acknowledging Israel's security concerns, said she will press for the removal of more West Bank checkpoints beyond the 50 that Israel committed to dismantle during an earlier visit by the secretary.